Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, what are we hearing on...
Guess what?
Guess who's
the
here?
Rocket Man by Elton John. But Elton's not here, but guess who is?
The real Rocket Man.
The real Rocket Man. Roger Clemens.
Roger, great to have you here.
What's up, guys? What a pleasant surprise. I knew I was going to see Joe C. as he is a... I see him a lot. And then my winning playing partner from the Zurich Classic, yeah. Boom is here.
Well, you carried the team there in our four-hole little pro-am alternate shot deal. Nice to see you, partner.
You blasted some drives out there.
Well.
Got power, huh?
Yeah, he did. He's coachable. He's coachable.
Well, not too many blasted off you. Good to see you, Brent. Welcome back to Boston.
It's always good to be back when it's just a fun week with the Jimmy Fund going on, and I'm going to actually get a baseball back in my hand. I don't know why, but we're going to do a little fun stuff tomorrow, hopefully.
Oh, Steve Buckley's old-time baseball game.
That's it.
That'll be fun. Top of the third, it's 2-0, and 2-0 Red Sox. Adam Haseley, the leadoff hitter, swings and fouls that one back. It's 1-2. It count as the Phillies try to scratch back in a game that they could be behind 4 or 5 to nothing, but they're not. He's a big, tall guy, righty on the mound for the Red Sox. I don't remember any other ones, do you, Joe? Wow, he took a big cut, but he will sit down, and Haseley is gone. There's one out.
Don't
so
you
tell
love
us
it.
About the pitching. Rhys Hoskins is coming up next.
So we're doing it for ALS, and it looks like I'm going to pitch a little. I'm not sure the name of the area, but it's in Cambridge.
I believe it's St. Peter's Field in Cambridge.
There you go. And so looking forward to it. Steve Buckley got in touch with me a while back, and I wish I'd have been throwing a little bit more to get ready, but it should be just a great deal of fun. They made me up an old-time Red Sox wool uniform, and, of course, it's going to be the hottest day. You know,
yeah,
it's
right.
Going to be like 90 tomorrow, but... So,
yeah, but you're Texas, so, I mean, this is like winter for you.
It is.
Right?
You're right. You're right, Boone. Absolutely.
Porcello looks in, 0-1 pitch, and that's hit very well to the left center field. That's going to go all the way to the wall off the out-of-town scoreboard. Hoskins into second, and he's in there with a double. So the Phillies, their first hit of this ball game.
Roger, you pitched a few years ago, didn't you, for Sugar Land?
It was a few years ago, Joe. I mean, I'm aging in dog years, so I guess everybody still thinks I'm 35. But I still throw a little BP to the guys when they ask and still move around a little bit. So we're going to have a good time with it, and we'll be out there. I think I got to go to the plate and try and swing it, and we were just talking about that today. I was teasing everybody that the highest batting average here at Fenway Park is not Ted Williams, I'll have you know.
Are you a 1,000 hitter here?
Absolutely.
Norm Charlton, and you wore a suit of armor, didn't you?
I did. I would feel
you
safe.
You were covered.
I would feel safe in Iraq right about now with what I had on.
Head to toe.
Head to
better
toe.
Than Ted Williams. And now we're learning something.
And you single up the middle, right?
Single up the middle off Norm Charlton. Thank goodness.
Who threw hard. He was one of the nasty boys.
Well,
he was.
Nasty boy at the plate, Bryce Harper. And he took a nasty swing. When you had when you were facing a big time hitter, and you know who would like nothing more than to hit it 500 feet, did you get a little extra adrenaline, or did you have to guard against that?
You would guard against it because you're going to naturally have a little more adrenaline. And the main thing is to you even though the type of hitter we know Bryce is, you got to get ahead of him, and that's just what happened. So now. These are great at-bats. I would imagine this is why everybody's in the stadium. They want to see this.
Porcello, the stretch runner at second. The 0-1 to Harper gets him fishing. And it's 0-2.
Well, Roger, you came up with this idea to throw batting practice to people who want to donate to the Jimmy Fund about 5 years ago. This was your idea, and it keeps getting growing bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I appreciate it so much. The guys at the Jimmy Fund are great. And, I mean, Joe, as you know, it's what a thrill for me is I get to go back out to the mound where Rick's standing right now and throw batting practice to the lucky winners. And I remind them, they're standing in a box right where Ted Williams did, right where Yaz did. And I think they get a little nervous when I tell them that afterwards. But I was telling Joe not too long ago, Boom, that I was laying some pies in there. I'm throwing, you know, whatever I can to get it in there, a decent amount of speed. And one of the guys ran into one and hit, like, the bottom of the scoreboard, and right. I thought he was going to have a heart attack. I mean, he was so happy, and so it was just—it's just a lot of fun. I mean, again, the history that's come through this stadium, and I get to go out to the mound, throw batting practice to some lucky winners who help out the foundation and the Jimmy Fund. It's a thrill.
And we had some great bidding for that privilege.
1-2 to Harper. He checked his swing. They no says. Third base umpire Dan
tried Iverson. To upshoot him with a fastball like the last one.
Do you also tell the ones at the plate, not only is that where Ted and Yaz stood, not to mention Poppy and others, but that your control isn't quite as pinpoint as it once was? Or is it better?
Well, you know.
I'm playing with you, partner.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Throwing at 55 miles an hour, I really like that speed because I don't have to ice afterwards.
There you go.
You don't bring Mr. Splitty out, do you?
Yeah, if somebody hits one good and shows off, I might have to break Mr. Splitty out to it's the equalizer.
3-2. Oh, wait. I never worry about you as a competitor. I was lucky to see it last year. We were horrible on the range, but somehow we won it. At any rate, the count is now full to Bryce Harper. The Red Sox lead it 2-0. It's the top of the third, one out. Hoskins, the runner at second base for Philadelphia. Harper trying with one swing of his bat to tie the game, or at least half the game. Breaking ball inside, and Harper will walk. You didn't think he'd get a fastball down the middle, did you, Rocket?
I would say not. And I bet he was looking soft. It was just a little bit in.
Roger, how are the boys doing?
Boys are doing well. Thank you. Actually, the real golfer in the family's here. Deb's here, and she's intently looking at her iPad. Cody just got called up to Double-A with the Tigers.
Great.
He got his first two hits and two RBIs.
Oh, so wonderful. Is that at Erie?
He's in Erie. So
he's a left-hand batter?
He's a left-handed batter, plays second base. And so he's trying to work his way through, and so all the moon and stars are in the line tonight because he's got a couple knocks, so his mother's happy.
Realmuto now has excelled behind the plate, both blocking balls and throwing runners out. Trying to do it at the plate, takes ball one.
So
two on, one out.
You've seen a lot of baseball then, huh, watching the boys?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of baseball. Casey's actually with Dunedin in Florida, and he's getting it going pretty good right now too, so.
Pitch up top, 2-0. More than anything else, taking the mound here, obviously you excelled everywhere. But here you were as a young man and put yourself back to, well, now the Levangie's going to go out to talk to Porcello to be careful here. What sticks out all these years later about pitching in Boston?
Well, Boom, and Joe may have heard it before and the listeners too. I thought it was real cool when I was young. The bullpen was such a tight area. I was actually one of the first to start playing long toss before I'd actually get in the bullpen.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
And stretch my shoulder out a little bit like I did at the University of Texas. I also loved Fenway Park because of the foul territory, that there was no foul territory. And the backstop's fairly close, so it always felt like I was on top of the hitter when I was on the main mound here at Fenway. It has that feel and look to it.
Porcello the stretch with two on, and that's chopped foul by Realmuto. Count as two balls, one strike, one out. 2-0 Red Sox, but the Phillies threatening here in the third.
Who could ever forget your 20K game here? You almost didn't make it that night, right?
Yeah. You're right, Joe. That was a good one. I got stuck on Storrow Drive, and I was panicking.
Ooh.
Yep.
You're not the first to get stuck on Storrow, but not everybody was due to take the mound.
I could see the Sitco sign, and it was I was getting ready to run here. A cat whisker away from it.
Swung out and missed. 2-2.
Right,
what do you
there.
Mean? So you?
Well, say, we're in traffic, and I'll tell you the cliff notes. I opened up the trunk of my car to take my boots off, put some running shoes on, I was telling Deb to get in the driver's seat. She's going to drive. I'm going to run the mile and a half or 2 miles here. I busted through the clubhouse door at about 10 after 7 when we played at 7:35 games, and you should have seen the looks I got as a young Red Sox.
Ball is skied, drifting over to left center, and it's going to be Benintendi actually calls off Bradley.
Very nice.
In the center, and so there's two out. Runners return to second and first. And Corey Dickerson, the lefty, will be up against the righty Porcello.
Good job right there.
So,
no, I busted through the door and
well, there's no cell. You couldn't text anybody,
oh, no.
Right? You couldn't tell.
Pitching coach said, coming to the manager's office, and I just felt like a total heel. And I go in there, and they're like, "We're going to scratch you. We've got a long man to scratch." No. I'm pitching this game. I'm not taking no for an answer. I bust out of there, change in a phone booth, and I tell people at Bill Fisher. At his funeral, I said, I think this is the first time I've ever seen my pitching coach run from the dugout to the bullpen with me. So that's how we did it. Didn't throw a strike warming up and punch out 20.
And no walks.
Great job right there getting ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't throw a strike, punch out 20 with no walks. And, of course, Bill Fish was still the longest. I think he holds the record for not walking a guy in like 89.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Christy Mathewson's record.
And after the game, everybody left. I was still icing, and my pitching coach walked up to him and said two things. Called me Smokey from Smokey Joe Wood. He goes, Smokey, two things. He goes, I love it that you struck all those guys out, but more importantly, you didn't walk anybody.
Well, he should have told you, taking his Dickerson.
And then he finished with, and you can get to the ballpark anytime you want. I said, Fish, I will get here. I apologize 100 times.
That's
just got
unreal.
Stuck in
I never knew that.
Yeah.
And 10 years later, you strike out 20 Tigers with no walks.
Yep. I got a phone call from him, and the same deal. That was pretty cool, Joe, to do it again 10 years later.
He was a great guy. Uncle Fish.
Yep.
1-1, Porcello from the stretch.
Ooh, and good pitch.
It's going to be up top, 2-1. Phillies trying to scratch their first hit. Double by Hoskins and Harper at first base with the walk. Like I said, neither pitcher really worried about the length of game at this point.
Do you think pitchers take too long today, Roger?
You just got to have an idea. You know, we're always trying to think a couple pitches ahead what we want to do.
And that is slug, but foul, way up high, but way out behind first.
You know, Joe, you see, too, the catchers won't move because everybody's worried about location. There's so many cameras in the ballpark. I can go down the video room and within two innings probably have the catcher's cadence if you want it when a guy gets a second. So you just have to be careful. Any noises coming out of the dugout. So that's why you see catchers. And Veritek used to do it. He used to jump to a location late. Unlike, say, when I threw to a Charlie O'Brien, Charlie liked to go to his spot early and let the umpire know where we were going. So if it was a close pitch, we would get it. But you'll see the catchers, as you do now, they just hold the glove and they'll go to the spot late.
2-2 pitch, and that's inside. And so now, with the count full, both runners will be moving. Two out. Hoskins at second. Harper at first.
So you can see the pattern already since I've been sitting with you guys. He's going to go with a high fastball if he goes with that, or he's going to go obviously soft and in. I've got a pretty good idea what I'd do with two guys on here.
I know what you would do. Here's it, and that is going to be fisted off and behind the Red Sox dugout in the seats. We'll do it again. Both runners obviously moving. We'll go back to second and first.
Good fastball. Looked like a two-seamer. I just think you have when your catcher's moving that late, you really have to elevate your focus on a mound where you're throwing it. I wasn't a mitt looker, but when I did pause to look down, like Nolan and Seaver, who the reason why they went up over their head, they would drop their chin and visualize when I picked back up my target right where I was going. And with your catcher moving late, you really got to be specific and focused on where you're going to go with the baseball.
Payoff pitch again from Porcello. We'll do it again.
Hitter's choked up about 3 inches, too, mm-hmm. on his bat right now.
What did Rich Gedman do, your favorite catcher?
Geddy was awesome. Geddy would move to his target, had great hands. I mean, just fantastic hands. And he was a good target to throw to because he was quiet behind the plate. We would get on some of our other catchers that some of them would have windshield wipers we'd call for hands. They couldn't. They didn't have really good hands to hold the ball. They would try them to quiet down, and a lot of them would move their bodies too much.
Porcello, the stretch, now steps off the rubber, looks both runners back.
You'll also notice that most of the umpires now, a lot of them, late 80s, early 90s, when they'd set up, they would put their hand on the catcher actually
right,
for a little
on the
bit
shoulder.
Of balance.
Yeah.
And if you drifted or moved just an inch on a close pitch, he would think that ball was inside. That's why we want our guys to trust the hands. Most of the umpires now, they don't engage with the catcher.
The 3-2 pitch to Dickerson, swung on and missed.
That's
so
a great
the
job
strikeout strands the pair, and the score remains 2-0 Boston after 2.5. You enjoy watching from up here in the catbird seat, huh, Rocket?
Well, you can almost call balls and strikes from here.
Why don't
right.
you? Why don't you? Are we sticking around?
Can you stick another half inning?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, Roger Clemens in the booth with yours truly, Chris Berman, Joe Castiglione, Will Fleming, and our very special two-night part of the Jimmy Fund Radiothon, which has just been awesome, and it's great, Roger, that you're here on these couple of days, which means so much to so many people, and you know, having played here and always have a heart here, that you understand what that is all about. The count is 2-1 to Devers. Now, Smiley working quicker, and maybe that was part of a conversation. As, by the way, it's starting to sprinkle a little bit here, Ed. We didn't expect really much in the evening. It's light mist at the moment. But
cool it off a little.
So it'll cool it off, but could you work to your advantage a little with this light mist? You were always worried about the grip, weren't you?
Yeah.
I would think so. 2-2 pitch, and that's going to be foul back.
Just don't worry. Boom, we loved it here in April and maybe the first part of May when it was cold.
Pitchers
Everybody
do.
Else didn't like it. Yeah.
Pitcher's the only guy that's warm.
That's the time you got to get going as a pitcher. Porcello, last inning. That's a big inning. That's a test. He's going to get tested. If he goes deep 7-8 innings in this game, he'll get tested once or twice more. That was a great test he got out of.
Pitch inside, and the count is 3-2. The leadoff man here in the bottom of the third, Devers, who doubled and drove in the first Red Sox run after Mookie Betts had doubled. The second Red Sox run, a solo homer by Jackie Bradley in the second inning. Ground ball to short. Charity hop, as you will, to Cesar Hernandez over to Hoskins, and there is one out.
Roger, one of my favorite Jimmy Fund stories is when you went to the clinic and the little girl didn't believe it was you. So tell us what you did.
Yeah, so... we went over to see everybody at the Jimmy Fund and do the rounds. Actually went early before I came in for stretching and batting practice, and I had jeans and boots on, a golf shirt. And this little gal, they wanted me to, you know, make sure I see her and her parents. And I went in there, her parents were all fired up, and she was looking at me like she didn't – there was no way I was Roger Clemens. I couldn't convince her. I didn't have a hat on or anything, so I said, all right. So I busted it back over here. One of the police officers, I put my entire uniform back over, grabbed some baseballs to sign. Officer took me back over, and I walked in there in full uniform, and she believed it was me. It is the Rocket.
That's
so
awesome.
So we had a good time.
That's
with that
awesome.
One. I figured I better go get the uniform on.
2-0 to Xander Bogaerts with one out here in the Red Sox third. Busted that one down a little bit, swung on and missed it, 2-2.
Well, the buzz that's created when a Red Sox player goes into that clinic is really something to feel.
Mm. Well, Joe, as I've said before, I tip my hat to the families, man, what they do and how they continue to put a brave face on. And like you said, even helping, you know, what we do here with the batting practice and the Jimmy Fund, allow me to be a part of that still. It's so cool, and even if you help one person at a time.
Chop foul. Count is full now to Bogaerts. I mean, how far back the Jimmy Fund goes with the Red Sox, long before our time.
Absolutely, Boone. Absolutely.
Founded in 1948, Red Sox taking over in 53.
And there is a called strike three. So Smiley all of a sudden looks like a different pitcher a little bit, Joe. And Roger, I mean, from the first two innings.
They didn't call it a cutter in your day, did they?
No, it's just a true slider, and that's still really what a cutter is. I mean, all those years with Rivera over there in New York, his was like a true – he had a true slider. I mean, he could make it more like a slurve if he wanted to, and that's basically what I had, Joe, when I had front door. Somebody like Petey was on top of the plate, and especially in a crucial game where you don't want to hit a right-hander that stands on the plate, but you want to come in on him. But you can't afford to hit him and put a guy on base like that and a chance to lose the game. I would throw that tight slider right at him, break it across. I was more confident and had really good control of that.
1-0 pitch to J.D. Martinez is out of the zone, 2-0.
Well, that was so effective. But to me, the greatest thing in your 86 season, 24-4, was the command you had. I mean, you put the ball exactly where you wanted to put it.
Like I said, when I talked to the guys now, I talked about being a power pitcher, not a power thrower. And there's a big difference because
3-0.
You'll see guys that happen. I won't mention a name, big-time pitchers still in the game now where they go through the lineup a third time and they have big-time issues with that because they start throwing. They're still looking velocity and strikeouts.
Taking all the way at 3-0 for a strike.
That's a great point. The radar gun doesn't get batters out.
You got to pitch. Because that day you walk out there and when you throw 95, 97 miles an hour and your shoulder's a little stiff and you're sitting at 91, 92, you still got a pitch.
Little nubber, Smiley off the mound will get it and shovels it over to first to Hoskins. And so a 1-2-3 inning. The Red Sox are down in order. And we have played three. It is 2-0 Boston over the Philadelphia Phillies. And we have a very special moment coming
Ladies
up
and here. Gentlemen. We now join together to raise awareness in the fight against cancer and ask you to please rise and display your placards honoring or remembering all those who have bravely battled this unfair fight.
I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you. Take me in into your darkest hour.
Thank you all for your participation, and we thank WEEI and NESN for making this tribute possible. We encourage everyone to text KCANCER to 20222 to contribute $25 to the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
Yeah, certainly a wonderful thing to behold with players, umpires, coaches, managers, fans all holding up placards honoring those who have been stricken with cancer. And Roger Clemens joining us as well in that. Roger, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. It's always great to see you, Joe. I appreciate everything you do. And boom.
Nice to see you, Rocket.
Good to see you, my buddy.
Good to see you.
Absolutely.
Everything you do for the Jimmy Fund is so
have
wonderful.
Have fun doing that. Have fun
great
throwing.
To see you, my
man. Oh, yeah.
You want me to call that, too, or just stick to the
Why
game?
Why don't you sneak over there and put the gear on and call?
Oh, no, I don't think so. One miracle at a time, all right?
You're right. One at a time. Good seeing you, boys.
All right, Roger. It. Thank you for your help and for everything you do here with the Jimmy Fund.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!